This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The debates were on. Oh, my goodness. Did you get a chance to watch them? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I got to tell you, I had people tweeting me, Kevin, Donald Trump needs to stop interrupting. I said, you know what? Stop it. Let Donald Trump be Donald Trump. 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a call. Donald Trump was magnificent. He was quintessential Donald Trump. I have a question for you. What comes after Trump's reelection? That's what you should be asking yourself. What comes after his reelection? Or are you too busy worrying? How many people have you talked to about your views? How many people have you argued with, debated with, discussed your political positions, not theirs? You still afraid to put that bumper sticker on your car? You still afraid to put up that yard sign? You starting to see any yard signs? You starting to get the feeling that things are changing on our side? Let me tell you what, if you watched that debate, you watched a confident guy who says, look, I know what I'm doing. If you want to vote for that clown, feel free. But I know what I'm doing. Now, did he answer everything the way I would have? Nope. That's not Trump's style. It's not his style. And I'll tell you, there are going to be many people that watch that, watch that debate, kind of what happened with Trump in 2016, and they're going to go, I don't really see what he did. Magnificent. See, I watch him now through a very different set of eyes. It isn't the way I used to watch him. I used to watch him and I'd say, God, look at his mannerisms. You know, the whole time, Trump doesn't smile. He's looking over at Biden like, you piece of crap. You don't know jack. Well, let me tell you, it works. What he was saying is, you are a boy among men, Joe Biden. I don't know if you watch, but Biden, it was like he had a little string on his back with the ring on it, and they pull it, and he go, Trump is a liar, Trump is a liar, Trump is a liar, Trump is a liar. And then this clown. He wanted to come off so presidential, so look at me in comparison. Did you feel that way? Do you think anybody watching that? I mean, you could be a Biden fan. And look, I know there's dyed-in-the-wool people that watched it through a whole different set of eyes than I did. But I watched it objectively. There are people that are going, you know what? I don't like this guy's style. But he does. He answers the questions. He doesn't run from anything. He is prepared to go. And the amount of information that Donald Trump has at his fingertips, it was amazing. Now, there were some special parts in this thing where it was just, I'm going to read you some of my tweets, man. It was right cross. Punch right in the gut. Kick right in the cup. Except Biden forgot to bring his. He bloodied him up, man. It was a street brawl. And Chris Wallace tried to run interference, but he couldn't run interference against Donald Trump. It wasn't going to happen. Wasn't going to happen. It was a thing of beauty. I so enjoyed it. And I enjoyed it on a different level because when I watched Trump debate, remember the Megyn Kelly, the first question she asked Trump back in 2016 about, you know, demeaning comments to women and yada, yada. And Trump sort of blew it all. Like, hey, well, yeah, yeah. You know, and then he went on. And I remember leaving that debate going, man, that dude, he got crushed. Even though his comment was only to Rosie, only for Rosie, and then Megan pushed it. And, of course, her career is now in the toilet, and Donald Trump is president. And then he had his second debate, and I thought, whoa, you know, what's the deal? I'll be honest with you. I don't think Trump expected to win the presidency, and his debate style was a little more, I don't want to say humble, because he pushed his way around stage. But I still don't think it wasn't like yesterday. I watched him yesterday and I went, you know what? This is a dude that is in command. And you know what he's thinking? Joe Biden, you don't have enough information to fill a thimble. You served 47 years and you got nothing to show for it, and you want to run this country?
And Joe Biden, well, COVID deaths and global climate change. And Trump is talking when he talked about law and order. You can't say it. You won't say it because you'll lose the endorsement.
And oh my goodness, I'm a spoiler alert. What Trump said, one of my favorite quips is what Trump said about the cops. If you were watching the whole thing, you know what I'm talking about.
It was a thing to behold. And I'm going to try to interpret it for at least a few segments today. And then later in both hours, we're going to get into some other topics. But I do want to talk about this the first couple of hours because of the first two segments of these hours, because I want both. And here's the deal with the radio. Different people listen different hours, but I want to cover it and try to cover it in a different way. But I'm going to tell you, I watched this guy. I tried to be objective. It was tough because Biden's such a liar. Like Biden saying, you know, Hunter didn't do anything wrong and it was adjudicated and all this. It was total lies. Because Trump asked him very simply, how do you get $3.5 million from a Russian oligarch when you have no experience? How do you sit on the board of Burisma when you have no experience in oil and gas? And, oh, man, his directness. Now, again, some of you are going to differ with me, and that's fine. 844-551-8255. You can differ with me. You can be wrong. But I will tell you, I love, in retrospect, looking back at the way Trump's debate style was and looking at a guy that says, I don't need to prep. I'm doing my job. What do I have to prep for? And watching him masterfully handle Biden. I told you he'd get in his head. He had Biden ready to blow up. He had him ready to blow up. Now, I will give Biden credit. He hung in there. He wanted breaks. He wanted 15-minute breaks and, you know, the breaks at a 15-minute point and breaks at the 30-minute point and all that. And Trump's team said, no, you will stand there and take the heat, baby. And, he hung in there as best he could. But there were times where Donald Trump, I'm not kidding you, it looked like a dude manhandling his little boy. Like, you better just watch out, boy. And Biden just was like, oh, well, you know, he's just mean. And he's just a racist. He's a racist. I thought Trump blew it when they were talking about, not blew it, but, you know, when they get on race and he says, look, I passed criminal justice reform. But then he goes on to address Biden's issue. You don't address Biden's issue. You can say, man, I've done more for black people. Barack Obama could have had five presidencies and not do as much as I did for blacks. He and Joe Biden talked a good game, but they did nothing. He could have said stuff like that. If I were his debate coach, that's what I would do. But hey, they don't listen to me. But I listen to me and you listen to me. I got a lot more to say about what happened. And I hope you got a chance to watch it because you might agree with me. Glad you're here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. We'll be back in just a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Well, the debate ended, and all I can tell you is Donald Trump was in Biden's head. He was. Biden did better than probably people thought he would. He didn't do any real faux pas or whatever, but I got to tell you, Donald Trump got his punches in. Oh, my goodness. There were some times that, I'll put it this way. At best, Biden did a love tap or two on Donald Trump, but it was like watching a champ spar with a sparring partner, where the sparring partner is there to get the champ ready for the big fight. Donald Trump was landing some heavy blows. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to. I had people texting me, Kevin, unpack it for me. Tell me what happened. What are your thoughts? How do you think Trump's doing? You know, and you know, my phone blows up during times like this. I didn't even listen to the post-debate. I watched it only on Fox because I wanted to not give any credit to CNN or one of the other channels. But I got to tell you, it was fun to watch. It's quintessential Trump. He doesn't need any preparation. He just did an amazing job, in my opinion. The question you got to ask yourself out of these debates is, were minds changed? And that's a tough question to answer. I think that
And again, this is a little bit of a biased perspective, but I think that Joe Biden comes off as a politician. He says what you want to hear. It's packed with lies. Trump pointed out some. He got in his points where he needed to. I wrote a few of them down. When they were talking about SCOTUS, and Trump says, "Hey, we won." As he goes, "We won." And he even said, he goes, "I'm going to have a lot of time to," he goes, "we're going to appoint the POTUS. I'm going to do my job." But he goes, "the Democrats would, you think they'd be negotiating with this position if this were them? No way." He goes, "we're not either." He goes, "I'm going to do my job. The Senate's going to do its job. And yeah, we're going to seat another justice on my watch. We won." No apologies. Nothing. And then he goes on to say, I could appoint him now, but I'll appoint him after the election. It isn't going to matter. That was his first thing to say. I'm not losing this election. Biden was, "we got to let the people decide." And Trump's like, "we did. I've got the Senate. I'm the president. I'm appointing him. I don't care if it takes 3 days or 3 weeks. It's a done deal." There was a point where I said Biden was wished that somebody would really give him that earpiece because he didn't know what to say. I was listening. You know, I critique a lot of these people that go on TV and talk about stuff. And Biden's talking points were just the same. He's just a liar. He's a liar. And I tweeted, "he's just a liar. He's a liar. He lies. He lies. He lies." What people are realizing in America, pay attention, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, he's not a liar. Donald Trump gives you the straight truth. Even when they were like, "well, what are you going to do about white supremacists?" He's like, "okay, great. What do you want to call them? You want to call them white supremacists? I denounce them. Fine. You Proud Boys, you want me to denounce them? Fine. Doesn't matter." He goes, "but Joe Biden," who, by the way, said Antifa doesn't exist. Antifa doesn't exist. And that's when Trump was like, "you got to be kidding me." But look, people can interpret this any way they want. There was a dude there who says, "I care about this country. I care about all the citizens." When I talk about speaking direct, what did Donald Trump do? He spoke direct. They asked him about critical race theory. We talked about it the other day. I'm going to be talking about it today. I talked about it on another show, but I'll talk about it today. We might as well talk about it. But they asked Donald Trump point blank, "what do you think?" He goes, "yeah, I'm getting rid of it. It's anti-American. I'm not going to allow people to denigrate this country." If you don't think that that doesn't resonate with that blue-collar, left-leaning crowd that says, "I'm going to protect this nation. I'm not going to let you talk about white people anymore. I'm going to let you talk about black folks." And it was unequivocal. Donald Trump goes, "you're doggone right, I don't like it. I took it out of the schools. I'm taking it out of the military because it's evil. It's racist." And he started out, he goes, "because it's racist." See, that's something Biden would never. "Well, we have to talk about institutional racism and all this." And here again, I'd like to coach Trump to say, "yeah, let's talk about institutional racism. You know where it occurs? In big cities run by Democrats, where your mayor is over the police force, where your city council is over the city, where your school board is all leftist, and you know where all these problems are manifested in the black community. You have people voting for the very problems that they want solved, and they think they're going to solve them." I mean, that's what he should have said. Anyway, it was a thing to watch. They talked about the Wu flu. Joe Biden must have. That was like mama's milk for the dude, man. It was like he was sucking on a, you know, he was breastfeeding. I'll put it that way. Unbelievable to watch these guys. You know, these leftists said, "ooh, the COVID numbers, the COVID numbers." And when Trump goes, "what about H1N1? How'd you guys do? We only got 14,000 people die." Let me give you a little secret, folks. Only 14,000 to 15,000 people have died of coronavirus. Wu flu. That's it. Now, Trump's still using the real numbers. The fake numbers that the CDC's giving. But what he should have said is, "you know what? These guys talk about science. The CDC was made up of leftists on the payroll of the people that want to make me look bad. They've readjusted their numbers. We've not lost more than 20,000 people to this disease brought in by China. You got these people running around wearing masks and social distancing. and acting as if they're saving somebody from something. It is all nonsense. Nonsense to shut down the economy. Now, what Trump did say was, you know what these people are doing? The states, the Pennsylvania, Michigan, Illinois, they want to keep their states closed. Till when? November the 8th, after the election. And if after that, guess what? It's going to miraculously go away and open up, and the numbers will be, the real numbers will come out. There's so much fake data around this. I would have blasted Joe Biden. But he did. He said he's going to run around. He's got his mask on. He'll be 50 feet away from somebody wearing a stupid mask. So he got stuff in, but he didn't get in enough. You know? He didn't hit him hard enough. Now, he got his shots in. Name one group when he was asking about law and order. Name one group. We got time. That's what he goes, we got time. I thought that was one of the best quips of the night. Name one group. But before we get into law and order, he talked about the Wu flu. Going back to the Wu flu, he was talking about, well, you know, you've got two different, this is Chris Wallace, you've got two different styles, Mr. President. You hold big rallies, and Vice President Biden, you choose to hold smaller rallies, and Trump goes because he doesn't have a choice. He goes, nobody wants to hear him. He's got nobody at his rallies. I died, man. That was some funny stuff. Oh, my goodness. Great quip. So, and it was true. And he's like, no, we're not contributing to anything. It's exactly the way, and Trump let him have it. You don't have rallies. Nobody wants to see you. And he told Wallace, the reason why I have rallies, people want to see me. They want to see me at a rally. They come to the airport when I land. We're going to get the word out. And what Trump is saying is, I'll show you where the enthusiasm is.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump did condemn white supremacists during the debate last night. That's according to a campaign official. Hogan Gidley telling CNN's New Day that at least on three occasions, the president condemned white supremacy by name on multiple occasions. Former FBI Director James Comey is testifying before a Republican-led Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. Comey telling the committee when he spoke to President Obama or Vice President Biden about the investigation.
I don't remember any discussion. I remember sometime in the summer of 2016, I think August, during a meeting in the Situation Room, I told the president that the FBI was endeavoring to understand whether any Americans were working or associated with the Russian effort to attack the election. I didn't talk about any names, but I believe I alerted him to the general nature of the work.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is touring Ohio and Pennsylvania via train on Wednesday. He's making several campaign stops along the way. President Trump is holding a rally in Minnesota at 9 o'clock Eastern time tonight regarding the presidential debate that took place on Tuesday. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie tells ABC News what both candidates need to do moving forward.
The president came out much too hot in that regard, too aggressive in the debate, and that Joe Biden came out in a way that concerned me as well, because there were numerous times during that debate where he drifted off in mid-sentence, where he got numbers wrong.
Chicago is launching a comprehensive plan to reduce violence in the city over the next 3 years. Mayor Lori Lightfoot revealing on Tuesday the Our City, Our Safety plan. The plan was revealed after more than 3,000 people have been killed and more than 12,000 have been shot in Chicago since 2016. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I've been threatening to speak about critical race theory for quite some time. And as you guys know, I believe that we are all Americans. I don't believe that any race of people is any better than any other people. I believe it, or any smarter or anything else. What I will tell you is, I'll use the Jews as an example. As a culture, Jews tend to stick very closely together. I'm not talking about the secular Jews. I'm talking about the Jews that believe in Israel. I believe that they are the chosen people of God, and I could go on into different things. They believe themselves to be, that they all came back together from having been slaves and things in different cultures. And they look at it as, you know, we have to stick together. At least for the most part. And you can make the nuances of the Hollywood Jews and you get, you know, the differences. But the reason why they've been so successful, and they are disproportionately successful, if, for example, in finance. They disproportionately have a higher number of people in the Ivy Leagues. They disproportionately have the number of people that are judges or attorneys or bankers. And a host of other things. And it's because they decided, in a strange kind of way, and I had a Jewish scholar explain it to me, and I was just blown away. It has nothing to do with DNA. It has to do with how they, as a culture, decided to attack problems. Now, you contrast the Jews with blacks. Jews were slaves under Egyptians for years. And blacks were slaves in America a lot shorter than Jews were. And you look at the difference in how they handled it. Do Jews cry every time slavery's brought up? Oh, man, Pharaoh used to whoop our butts, and Lord knows we need reparations from the Egyptians. No. They just went out there and did their thing, man. They did their thing. And so they're disproportionately successful. They disproportionately have more Nobel Peace Prize winners than any other group, and I mean by far. The number of patents that Jewish companies hold is ridiculously long. I mean, it's insane when you watch these guys. I mean, it really is. So, why is that? They're not better. They're not any. I mean, you go, oh, Kevin, there's Einstein. We have black geniuses. I know it's hard to believe, but we have black people that are absolutely, you know, phenomenally smart. So, critical race theory is just wackademics trying to justify their beliefs and sell this nonsense to the masses. It has no basis in logic or reality. And I'm going to read to you what it says. It's a theoretical framework, and the social scientists
sciences rather, that examine society and culture as they relate to the categorization of race, law, and power, developed out of postmodern philosophy, which should just tell you right there, it's junk. It is based on critical theory or a social philosophy that argues that social problems are influenced and created more by social structures and cultural assumptions than by individual or psychological factors. So in other words, you're not the reason you failed. There's a system that made you fail. And critical race theory can explain it so you don't have to blame yourself. And of course, all parents teach this, right? You teach all your children, hey, it ain't your fault. Yeah, you got that F because of institutional failure, not because you didn't come home and study and I didn't make you do it and follow up and everything else. No, it isn't our fault. You didn't go to prison because I make bad choices in men. My husband or baby daddy goes to prison, so you don't have a male role model. I can't pay the bills, so I had to work extra long. So you're a latchkey kid raising yourself for the most part with no supervision. No, it has nothing to do with that. It's institutional racism. Of course it is. This whole thing about critical race theory, they say, began as a theoretical movement within American law schools in the mid to late 1980s as a reworking of critical legal studies on race issues, loosely unified by two common themes. First, the proposal or supposition, if you will, that white supremacy exists and racial power are maintained over time, in particular that law plays a role in the process. And let me just stop there for a second and tell you that when I was talking to this very astute gentleman who's a Jewish guy, and he says, Kevin, surely you will admit that there aren't enough black academics, and so therefore they don't end up in legal studies. Like, there's an overwhelming number of justices, for example, who are Jewish. Ginsburg. Where do you think that name comes from, right? Breyer. Many. These are Jewish names, Jewish justices. And I'm going, okay, great. So you're telling me Jewish justices don't understand the black condition? They don't understand the condition? You're telling me that in order for you to judge me, you've got to be black? I don't agree with that. I believe that if you've been trained right, you know right from wrong, and you can judge right from wrong. Now, the second part of it is, this whole process is that the critical race theory has, they say, instigated the possibility of transforming the relationship between law and racial power, as well as pursuing the project of retrieving racial emancipation and anti-subordination more broadly. Now, see, I love how people that write this stuff, they write it in such a way that the average person can't understand it. But what they're essentially saying is, we're going to guilt you into believing this nonsense. That's our job. Race issues, and I need to know how many daddies you had and how much mama cared about you and all this. Let me tell you what good parents do. They figure it out. Good parents say, you know what? You're not getting away with that. I remember my oldest son coming to me, and he says he's lamenting the fact that he is a mulatto child. And, you know, it's difficult being a biracial kid. And I said, since when, Einstein? Because when I was growing up, you know how we looked at biracial people? We were like, man, these biracial girls are gorgeous. The biracial dudes were handsome. And my grandmother and grandfather, in the time of growing up in biracial times, it was difficult. But by the time it rolled around to me, it was pretty much becoming mainstream. And now that it's you, shut up. Nobody cares. Nobody cares that you're biracial. You know what they look at? They look at, you got two parents that care about you, that love you. But he was using this as his excuse. And here's what's funny. Not an excuse for failure. He gets amazing grades, went on to go to Wharton, graduate with honors, great job, and I could go on. But in lamenting his life, oh my goodness, I'm biracial. Whoa, how sad for you. You live in the lap of luxury, in a luxurious home that would make you, I mean, a king in most places, in many places I visited. The income I had would make me one of the richest people in a culture. And I mean, I wasn't doing too bad for being an American either. And this kid's lamenting it. He's got clothes. I'll tell you, One time I went to throw away these kids' toys because they were, I didn't feel like they were appreciating things. So I went into their toy closet and I started just gathering stuff up. Me and their mom decided, you know what? They haven't learned a lesson. We pulled out five or six little electronic robots, five or six electric cars. No exaggeration. Five or six these little hovercrafts and five or six, you know, no, not that many, but two sets of walkie-talkies. I know at least two sets of walkie. When I was a kid growing up, if you got me walkie-talkies, man, I was ready to call you daddy. You know what I'm saying? The point was, we were throwing away toys that these kids hadn't played with in months that the average kid would have been, oh my gosh, oh my, you got me a robot, I got walkie-talkies, I got an electric car, and I'm not talking about junky ones, I'm talking about electric cars, and people that know me know this story, my best toy, you know why I can remember my best Christmas toy ever? Because I got so few. You know what it was? You might remember these. You put this strip inside the middle of the car. They were about 12 inches long. And you pull it, and you put that sucker down, and it would run up the street. And I mean, it wasn't junky. It would really fly up the street. That was my toy. And I remember seeing the advertisements for that toy, and I went, man, I got to get this toy. And I was so fortunate I got that toy for Christmas. The most exciting thing I ever got. And I will never forget it. But my kids, it was nothing. They had all kinds of stuff. And it was funny, as we're throwing it away, not throwing it away, but getting ready to give it away, they're like, well, don't give away that. I'll play with it. And I go, when's the last time you played with it? I go, there you go. So by the time we got it all together, put it in a thing, said, okay, we're going to go and give these toys to some kids that will want them. And I want you to see the look on their faces. And we went to give these toys to kids that wanted them. And these kids were just beaming. They were so excited. My kids, they felt bad because they didn't care about them that much, but these kids loved them. Anyway, when we come back, I'm going to finish up on critical race theory. Donald Trump is against it. You should be against it because it's anti-American and it's racist.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin
and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
This is what the UCLA School of Public Affairs had to say about critical race theory. By the way, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to It Is the Kevin Jackson Show. CRT recognizes that racism is ingrained in the fabric and system of American society. The individual racist need not exist. To note that institutional racism is pervasive in the dominant culture. Welcome back. What is the dominant culture of America? The dominant culture of America is American. It is built up on the mosaic of all the people that have assimilated into this country. And by that, I do mean assimilated. You know who listens to the most rap music? White kids. They wear their hair in dreads. They have black couture. Half of them talk like black people. You wouldn't know some of them if you were on the phone with them. Black kids swim, play tennis, play golf, listen to classical music, play classical music. We don't have white and black and Latino or whatever. We have American culture, and it doesn't matter. Take the best of something and make it better. That's what you do. That's what Americanism is about. That's why how we assimilate. So that's why we're the top country in the world, is we take the best of people. They come over here, they see the opportunity, they say, I want this, and they give us their best. But this critical race theory wants you to feel like there's something ingrained in the fabric of society that means that you cannot succeed if you have this intersectionality. And the more intersectionality you have, the worse it is for you. If you are a short black woman, maybe from the Caribbean, or you know, you speak with an accent or something like that, or God forbid you're gay, well, guess what? There's no way for you to make it. When there's all these people around you that show that there is. They say critical race theory identifies that these power structures are based on white privilege and white supremacy, which perpetuates the marginalization of people of color. Look, I'm going to tell you something, white folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. If you buy into this stuff, shame on you. Legal scholar Roy Brooks defined critical race theory is a collection of critical stances against the existing legal order from a race-based point of view. So you can't make it if you're black in society because there's just too many things against you. You can't make it if you're a woman in society. Too many things against you. If you're a Latino, too many things against you. And God forbid you're all of those. And God, you can't make it if you're gay. Forget about it. And if you're gay, black, woman, whatever, you can definitely forget about it. Except, we have one problem with critical race theory. Every single one of those groups, individually, you'll find a multitude of very successful people. Make any combination of them, you'll find a multitude of successful people. And what Jordan Peterson talked about is he says, give me your every little thing that you want to identify as a reason for this intersectionality. Maybe you're too short, maybe you're too ugly, maybe you got bad breath, maybe you can't grow enough hair or whatever. And he says, the more you pinpoint it, the more you point to what? Anybody? Individualism. See, it isn't, you can't say to me, Kevin, blacks are not successful in America. Because I can go, well, let me just name off a few here. And I'll start naming and I'll say, you stop me when you've had enough. You think there are not enough successful blacks for me? I'll do it this way. Well, 68% of the NFL. Well, about 72% of the NBA. And I don't know the players, so I can't name the players, but I'll say, how many people are in the NBA? How many people? And then this many people, I can name some actors and actresses. And then I'll go, and this is the number of people that are black attorneys and lower, doctors and what have you. There's plenty. So you can't say that. You can't say, oh, well, Kevin, women aren't successful in America. I'll go, really? Well, let me just give you a few examples. And I'll give you a few examples of them. Latinos, certainly you'll give me Latinos, Kev. No, I won't. Gay people, God forbid you get into that battle, because gay people are... I mean, you ever been to gay people's houses? They're rich. I mean, I know there's some poor ones, but I don't know any. I went to some gay friend's house when I lived in St. Louis. They were like, hey, come over to the house. Went to their house. I was like, literally five houses up the block from me. And I go, well, who did your backyard? Oh, we got a contractor come in and do it. And oh, my gosh, we were so amazing. And I don't know what they spent, but I know this. I couldn't afford it. House beautiful, decorated every room. It was, you know, there was nothing laying around. Oh, this is when we were in Stade, and this is when we went to Cannes for the festival. We went to see a friend of ours made a film, and oh my gosh, I wanted to be gay. It was like, can I be gay? It was insane. God, how do you know, I mean, they're not an oppressed group. You got to do better than that with me to make them oppressed. Donald Trump. Luckily for us, man, this guy is so tuned in. And here's what he said about critical race theory.
Goes into workplace trainings and is being deployed to rip apart friends, neighbors, and families. A perfect example of critical race theory was recently published by the Smithsonian Institution. This document alleged that concepts such as hard work, rational thinking, and the nuclear family and belief in God were not values that unite all Americans, but were instead aspects of whiteness. This is offensive and outrageous to Americans of every ethnicity, and it is especially harmful to children of minority backgrounds who should be uplifted, not disparaged. Teaching this horrible doctrine to our children is a form of child abuse in the truest sense of those words. For many years now, the radicals have mistaken Americans' silence for weakness, but they're wrong. There is no more powerful force than a parent's love for their children. And patriotic moms and dads are going to demand that their children are no longer fed hateful lies about this country. American parents are not going to accept indoctrination in our schools, cancel culture in our work, or the repression of traditional faith, culture, and values in the public square. Not anymore.
God, man. Almost brings tears to my eyes to hear somebody speak like that for us, on our behalf. How do you feel about it? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Hard work, rational thinking, nuclear family, belief in God. These are white privilege, white, you know, power thoughts and ideas. Even supposedly being on time. This is the type of stuff that critical race, what do they call it? Critical race? Something, I don't know. The theory? That's what they call this? Natural order of people doing things right. How about common courtesy? Is that something? Because black folks sure have lost it. I said not too long ago, on this very show, I said, when do we, you know, look at institutional racism of the people that kill black people being killed? When do we look at the institutional racism of black people acting ignorant towards one another? Right? Destroying our own property, destroying our stores, you know, destroying our neighborhoods. What about that institutional racism? When black neighborhoods burn down, it isn't the KKK doing it. Think about it. Who's doing it? You know who's doing it. Other black folks. It's insane. They don't talk about that institutional racism. And you know, I love to have the discussion of institutional racism. I always ask leftists, I go, okay, that's good, let's have it, let's talk about it. So what should we be discussing? We should be discussing how Democrats in major cities run everything. So if you tell me, we got a cop problem, okay, great. Show me the white top cop or the Republican oppressor that's making your life miserable in your city. Show me the alderman got his thumb on your neck. Or his foot on your neck. You want to know who it is all the way through? You know. I don't have to get into it. I mean, you know it's going to be the Democrat mayor, who's probably a black Democrat. But it's going to be a Democrat. You're going to have a Democrat police chief. You're going to have a Democrat district attorney. Probably black folks, too. You have a Democrat controlling the school board. Democrat police chief of police. Or chief, what was I going to say? Chief of police? It's all going to be Democrats. And probably black Democrats. So I would love to see. Let's have this discussion of critical race theory and the oppressive institutional racism that you speak of. Black schools. But what do blacks want? Black schools. Who runs these schools? Black people.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.